friends, and welcome back to Too Smart for This. It's your host, Alexis Farber. I'm excited for another episode. Welcome back to the show. I hope you guys are all doing amazing. I just want to give you a huge congratulations because you figured out daylight savings time. We made it past. The sun is back out, and honestly, I feel so rejuvenated when the days are longer. Like, I just feel so much more productive, so much happier. The winter time is not the time for me. Me in February, not good. Like, it's just not my favorite thing. So I'm really happy that spring is springing. And honestly, usually when I think about spring, I think about summer because I'm like so excited for summer. But I don't really love, like, I'm not really like obsessed with like hot weather. So I'm trying to do my best because fall is my favorite season. Like, fall is like everything to me. But I'm trying to really enjoy spring this year because we're getting longer days, more transitional weather. I love fall fashion, but like, I want to try to actually enjoy spring this year because I'm used to being obsessed with like summer because it's so fun and you can be crazy and carefree. The vibes of fall are just like everything and more. And then of course, like winter, leave that alone. But I really want to get into spring and excited about spring. And as I've been talking about on the podcast the past few weeks, I have been really just going through it, you know, like reprioritizing things, doing a lot of processing of my emotions. And I wanted to talk about how I'm sort of like transitioning my mindset in spring and how I'm like developing this new like spring vibe. Because, girl, I need something exciting in my life. And I just want to like think about all the like great possibilities that come with spring instead of just focusing on being like overwhelmed and burnt out, which is like not cute and not fun. So in this week's episode, we're going to talk about a spring glow up guide. So all the things you need to do, all the things, well, you don't necessarily need to do them, but I'm doing so that I can enjoy spring and like really be intentional about the next couple of months instead of being like, oh, I'm just ready for summer. You know what I mean? So that way when summer gets here, I can be like, yay, like I'm so excited that you're here. Welcome. So let's get started. I've made a list of a couple of things that I'm doing. Also, I wanted to let you guys know that spring is like technically in terms of like the astrological year, if you guys like zodiac signs and stuff like that, the beginning of the zodiac is actually Aries, which is like Aries season. And so the end of the astrological year is actually the spring solstice, which I think is usually on like the 21st, so next week. But basically, it is really, this is like the real beginning of the year, which I think makes a lot more sense because this is when like the plants start to sprout and we get more, you know, newness again. And so it makes sense to me that spring is the actual beginning of the year. I feel like, of course, like January 1st is like the beginning of the year, whatever, but the first few months are kind of like a warm up, you know what I mean? So now I feel more like in my body and more connected to what I want. And I think a lot of these things are going to help you get there. So here's what I'm doing for my spring glow up. I'm also getting really tired of the phrase glow up. So if anyone has anything new, let me know. But like, this is the best SEO right now. So that's why we're using it. Moving on. So the first thing I'm doing is getting is out with the old. So I spent spring break and I completely decluttered my home. So I got rid of everything that wasn't serving me anymore or everything that was just like taking up space in a closet somewhere. I took a bunch of stuff home to my family and gave it to them. I got rid of actually every single thing in the world that was like not helpful. And I organized all my drawers. I sat down and I ordered everything that I needed to complete my home. And it feels so good to have a space that doesn't feel like it has like old energy in it. Obviously, it's still a little cold out, so I can't get rid of all of my clothes and like do that transition yet. That's more of like a summer thing. But I have gotten rid of everything that like really was not working in my life, like in my apartment, and it feels amazing. So I would challenge you to take a weekend and over like the month of March, like I would challenge you to take a couple weekends to first go ahead and declutter and like do spring cleaning in your place because it's gonna make such a world of a difference. And I really do think that like I've already felt so much clearer and happier when I'm not opening a drawer and it's overflowing with something or opening my closet and I can't find anything. Like it is so calming and clearing. And if you are struggling with the motivation to clean, the way I did it was like I found an audiobook or like a TV show that I was like really excited about. And I told myself I could only like watch or listen to that if I was cleaning during that time. And then I just got like super into it and it feels so good afterwards. I promise you it's worth the like 8 hours of cleaning one day to feel so calm for like at least the next couple of months of your life. Speaking of the spring cleaning and stuff like that, something that I like to do during this time of year is to order all new like socks and underwear. I don't know why, but every like 6-ish months, all my socks tend to disappear. All my underwear is like weird and I don't know why it doesn't work for me anymore. So I went ahead and placed like a new order for socks and a new order for underwear. I'm not fancy with my underwear. I just get like the ones from Target. Like you really don't need to be crazy with it. Like they're the most seamless and I reach for them the most. And I personally like only do black and tan underwear, like just because those are the only things that work for me. So I would do that and just like sort of re-up on the clothes, like the necessities in your house. So when I was also going through and decluttering, I like reordered a bunch of stuff for my pantry. I placed bulk orders for things like toilet paper and paper towels, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. I placed bulk orders for my favorite snacks and protein shakes and stuff like that, so it can always be like on lock. And I love to do subscribe and save with Amazon for those type of things, so that there's no excuse for me to like run out of like my favorite snacks, because it's always so annoying when that happens. So those types of things, like those decluttering, getting those things together. Donating your clothes is always a good idea for clothes that you don't necessarily want to donate. I have made a lot of use out of ThredUp, where I basically, what you do is you take a label and you send them a big box of clothes. They go through it all. They list it. They sell it for you. You can make a little bit of money off of it. And then if it doesn't sell, they will donate it for you. So whenever I have clothes that like I don't really want to like get rid of, but I don't want them anymore, I use ThredUp, and this is not sponsored at all, but it's just like a really good way to get rid of things. So the next is to get into some spring vision boarding and like archetypes for the summer. So something that I've learned about and that I really love is the idea of archetypes, and that is like looking at a visual of someone who has like kind of like a personal brand, or like creating that sort of like visual for yourself, and then making sure that like that's what you're aligning yourself to in whatever realm you want to change. So for example, on TikTok, there was like the coastal grandmother trend. That's kind of like an archetype. Like you have the visual of what a coastal grandmother is, and you can, you know, align your fashion. You can be like, oh, that's so coastal grandmother. And so for spring and summer fashion for myself, I tend to get overwhelmed with warm weather fashion and just buy a bunch of stuff that doesn't really go together, or buy a bunch of patterns that I wouldn't normally wear, or I will spend a lot of money on one like piece of clothing that is like very bright or like patterns, which is kind of out of character for my personal style, and then be really overwhelmed with like, I spent all this money on this one thing, I need to wear it a bunch of times, but like it's so vibrant that you can, I've already worn it, and like, you know, it's like I get overwhelmed with it. So for this spring summer, instead of, you know, getting super overwhelmed with that type of thing, I am looking at archetypes. So I have this idea of like the type of girl, how I dress over the spring summer, and I'm making a Pinterest board that has to do with like those types of outfits. So the original inspiration was like, there's this girl on TikTok who does archetypes like this, and there's one of them that's like the sexy posh, which is like how she describes it. And it's like a lot of black and white with like pops of red and pops of like cheetah print. And I really love that, because I love to stick with like a neutral color palette. I really don't love to dress in bright colors. And sometimes I do, like when I went to Miami once in a while, like I will. But otherwise, like if I'm gonna be introducing print, it's usually cheetah print or leopard print. I love that. Or it's like black and white stripes or black and white trim. And I really just want to stick with that, because I feel like it's my personal style. It's what I gravitate towards the most, is that like classic chic style. But in the summer, I want it to be a little bit more fun. So if I am going to introduce like prints or colors, I can still do that. And then sticking to one or two colors that I'm like actually excited about having in my closet long term. So that's sort of what I'm doing, and like going through my Pinterest and doing that and ordering things that I think will work for me. Because since I did, it's so crazy to say, but like since I did lose weight from the beginning of last year to this summer, I really don't have a lot of clothes for warm weather that I'm like excited about wearing, because I bought a lot of clothes in Europe and then I lost weight after that. And like, it's so annoying to say these things out loud, but I really do feel like I'm starting from scratch with wardrobe. So I'm having a lot of fun on Pinterest. Like, and I think it's really helpful to have a framework of like what kind of clothes, so I don't get like overwhelmed and just order everything that looks cute on the internet. So using Pinterest again, I also want us to do some spring vision boarding. So I'll probably talk more about this when we discuss like the transition from Q1 into Q2, and that, like, I plan my year in quarters and stuff like that, and the end of March will be the end of Q1. But spring vision boarding and thinking about what you want out of this next season and what you want out of this next quarter is so helpful, especially for me, because honestly, it's the end of the school year. I have 6 weeks left of school, and I am very, it's very hard to be intentional and not just like roll over from exhaustion and having so much to do, you know? So I want to be really intentional. And I think vision boarding is what helps me be more intentional, because I can think more critically about, like, what do I want out of the rest of my time here? And I had been thinking about how overwhelmed and busy I was going to be over the next few weeks. And then I realized, wait a second, I only get 6 more weeks with, like, the second years that are left at Wharton. Like, I definitely want to take advantage of that and spend more time with them. And so that was sort of an intention that was born out of me thinking about more critically about how I want the rest of my spring to go. And now I can be like, okay, it's my goal to have, like, a coffee chat or hang with, like, at least 1 second year a week. And that way I, like, don't lose out on those relationships and can be more intentional with my time. Like, some other vision board prompts are like, where do you want to travel to? What do you want your life to look like? All those different things. And we'll talk more about that at the Q1 recap episode that'll come at the end of this month. Okay. So some other things I'm doing are a few 6 week challenges. So I recently was feeling like I was in a rut with my workouts. Like I said, I had a hard semester, so I didn't really work out. And I was feeling really overwhelmed by the idea of going back to the gym and doing like the lifting and stuff that I had been doing. It just wasn't feeling good to me. So I decided to try out Form Pilates. I had heard a couple people recommend it, and they have strength and Pilates. So Form Pilates has strength workouts as well as Pilates workouts. And I'd been wanting to try Pilates because, like, I just felt like I really want better core strength and better posture. I have terrible posture. So I signed up for it, and it happened that the week I signed up, they started a 6 week Pilates and strength challenge where there's 5 workouts a week, and they are a mix of strength and Pilates workouts. And this was perfect for me because they're not overwhelming. They are usually 30 minutes and under, and it's every day. So it's something that's already planned out for you, thought out for you, and it's really fun. And so doing that little 6 week challenge, I feel like is going to get me back into my health groove. And so whatever area of your life that feels the most overwhelming right now, what I would do is take a step back and find a way to give yourself a challenge in that area so that you can, one, feel a sense of accomplishment towards it, and two, so you can make it a real focus in your life. So if I didn't sit down and intentionally think about how I wanted my health to look like and what I need to do, then I would just be like, oh, I need to work out this week, and then get to the time to work out and feel overwhelmed. Instead, I have a real plan for how I'm gonna get that back into my life. And that way that priority can actually be realized instead of it being something that's just on the list of things that I need to do, but I don't know how I'm gonna do them. So even if it's eating at home 5 days a week for the next 6 weeks, or if it's making sure that you're answering all your text messages or your DMs or posting on social media, challenges are such good ways to introduce habits back into your life. The next is 2 long walks daily. So you guys know walking and getting my steps in is a really big part of my life. And now that we have the sun from 6 to 8 now, I'm waking up early and doing my walk from 6 to 7 a.m. And then in the evening, trying to do another evening walk, whether it's by myself or with a friend because I'm coming back from school or something like that. I just want to really get my steps back up. In the winter, it was so hard with the snow and the rain. And I like to average 12,000 steps a day. And so I'm getting back into that. And I really think it's really good for your mental health. So I challenge you guys to get your steps in, get your steps up, because we have the weather and we have to enjoy being outside. Global warming is going to kill us all. So we've got to knock on wood, but maybe. So let's enjoy it while we can. The next is to find sort of a new hobby to reconnect with yourself. So I feel after the winter and in the spring, things start to ramp up. And then in the summer, things are usually really hectic. But in the spring, it's this newfound time to connect with yourself. And so something I want to do is get back to the hobbies that make me feel good, or at least get back into a new challenge for myself that makes me feel good. And so for me right now, that's actually replacing a lot of my reality TV stuff with reading. over my spring break while I was home alone for a couple days, I'm so used to like turning on the TV when I get home and like watching Bravo. And then I was like craving this book that I've been reading. And I was like, wait, like I can like read for fun. So it's a little hard to read for fun when I have schoolwork and when I'm at school, but it is my intention for the spring to read more. And so that's like a new hobby I'm like reintroducing, I guess. And so I'm like keeping a book by my bed so that like I'm more inclined to read instead of like pick something up. And I think over the summer I'm gonna have more of a like intention to like read more, because I think that'll be really crucial for me. So for you, this like new hobby could look like those pottery classes everybody on the Instagram wants to do, candle making, flower making, just something that's not television and like content and screen related that can sort of get you back to yourself. And since reading has always been something I'm so passionate about, but I haven't really been doing, that's why I kind of want to reintroduce it back into my life. Okay, other spring glow up things. So this, I really think it's important for us to get on our skincare game. Summer is coming up, so that's sort of why I wanted to reintroduce that health stuff. But like summer is coming up and like I want to look and feel my best. I want to have a really hot girl summer. It's going to be my first single summer, so I'm going to be having the time. And so with your skincare, something I've talked about before is get your skincare calendar set up where you write down on like a, I have like a dry erase board in my bathroom that has like which things I need to do for my skincare that week so I can make sure I'm doing it all. And I'm gonna be doing that religiously because I got caught off guard. I got too many dark spots going on, wasn't using my retinol. Like I feel like I'm like aging. Like I just like really am like, okay, let's get back on our skincare game for real. And the best way to do that is to have a skincare calendar and have all your skincare like sitting out beautifully so that you can remember what to do and be excited to do it. Okay, last thing is a social media cleanup. I've talked about this before. We are the people who are in the driver's seats of our social media. If you are reacting to what's being put in front of you on social media and it's not making you feel good, you have the power to change that. And so I feel like it's important to train your TikTok algorithm. You can even make a new TikTok if you want to and follow the people who you know you love to see and see what it gives you, and only engage with the content that really fills your soul up so that when you're scrolling, it doesn't become sort of like a negative place for you. And then the same with Instagram, mute everybody who you don't care about, set screen time limits with Instagram, and like, or even create a new account to follow the people you want to follow. Like, it's so important to remember that we're in the driver's seat when it comes to social media, because it can be such a big place for comparison and, you know, taking in information that we don't need to be like feeling our best. So that's my final tip, is to make sure that you do a social media like cleanup, like make sure it's all in a good place so that when you are consuming content, it's not as negative as if you were just reacting to everything that's being put in front of you. Okay guys, that is my little spring glow up guide. If you have anything you wanna add to this, just DM me, let me know what your thoughts are, what you would add here. I am so, so excited for this upcoming like part of life. And I cannot wait to see everybody glow up for spring, because it's the first time I've been like excited about this season. I don't know why. Last year, I think I was like, it was like a darker time for me. And this year, I think I feel good about it. So let's take that energy further. I'm sending it all to you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram at Two Collective. Keep up with my content at Alexis Barber on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe if you're watching here on YouTube. I love you guys so much, and don't forget that you are too smart to not love yourself. Oh.